The wife of the holy Tana, Rabbi Meir Balhanes, Beruria, once saw one of the Talmidim sitting and learning quietly to himself. She walked over to this Talmid who was not making a peep, and she kicked him. Because Torah learning has to be done in order to stay protected, for the Torah to be remembered. Torah learning has to be done with a kol, with a voice. It has to be enunciated, it has to be expressed, it has to be voiced in order to bring feeling and motion to our whole bodies and protect them. The third of the Kinyanei Torah is Arichat Sifatayim, of organizing, of setting out the words with our lips. The benefits of doing so, enabling us to be rochesh, to acquire so much more Torah, are that it allows us to understand more. The more we review and organize out loud, allows us to make sure we understand. It's not hutzaat zvatayim, just verbalizing the words, reading them out loud. It's speaking them out, and to say it out, and to review it, and organize it in such a way that we can say it over to another person. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, Vishinantam levanecha. You have to, shiyu divrei Torah mechudadim beficha, they have to be sharp in your mouth. That if a person asks you a question, al tikam gembo, you shouldn't stutter. Allah, you should respond right away. It's not just a matter of spitting back the words, it's understanding them. And if a person is able to speak it out with himself or to another person, it helps him so much more than next time he has to say it to somebody or if somebody asks him a question. It sharpens one's understanding and makes sure that he really grasps what he's learning. Being meharer b'divrei Torah doesn't even require birkat haTorah if one is just thinking. It's only when one enunciates the words does one require birkat haTorah. It's a totally different type of Talmud Torah. Chacham Ovadia, when he used to learn, Ashri Adam Rata, Emet Mane Edar, Marei Kohen Gadol, he would sit and he would argue with the Rishonim and Acharonim. He would learn what they say, and they'd say, Rashba, how do you respond to that Gemara? Shulchan Aruch, how do you explain this? And he would talk it out with them, as if he was talking to them. That's Arichat Sfatayim. And the more a person does that, it's harder to forget. It's Akol Kol Yaakov, Ve'en HaYadayim De'esav. As the call of Yaakov pierces the heavens. And there's so much to gain, the Peleoitz explains. That if you learn with a voice, you get so much more sechah, you accomplish so much more in shamayim than you do if you do so. You learn silently. It's chaval if a person doesn't learn with his voice. You're learning anyway. Just exert yourself a little bit more and get so much more for your buck. And not only that, the Zohar says, sorry, the Gemara says that Shemuel accosted Rabbi Yehuda, and told him, "Pitach pumach kari, open your mouth." And learn Tanakh, Pitach Pumach Tani, same thing for Mishnah, so that it should last in you, and your Torah should live. Shneimar ki chayim hem lemotzai hem, ulchol b'sar marpe. It'll protect you, it's chayim for you, those who take it out. Al tikrei motzai hem, those who find it, ela motziai hem, those who express their Torah with their mouths. The Zohar says on that same Pasuk, Hashem watches over you, and he protects us, and we're mekayim the world with our Torah learning that's done with our voices. And not only that, in Olam Haba, our lips will move as well. There's so much value for us to learn Torah. I know we're not in yeshiva. It's hard. Sometimes you want to look something up. Okay, you want to look something up. You don't want to say it out. Rav Ovadia quotes the Shulchan Aruch Harav, who says that one is Shat Il, and he's looking through things quickly to find the right place or whatever. Or he's thinking very intensely. Okay, you don't have to say it out. But otherwise, a person has to do his best to express his Divrei Torah in an organized way and review it. And of course, if you can find someone to bounce off of, whether it be a chavruta or a wife or a friend, whoever it may be, you should take advantage. And Mimhira V'Yamin V'Ezad Hashem will be sitting across the tables from each other once again and be able to be Ma'arich B'Sfatayim, our Divrei Torah, Torah Temet. Everyone should have a Shabbat Shalom.